It's obvious that you had something done and you look like a flippin' idiot.
If I post a picture of myself with a pretty filter, I will hashtag it, pretty filter.
Good.
Because this is not what I look like.
And when did that become hot?
The picture
with the toilet and the plunger in the background.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon.
Yeah, how did you meet your husband, Kelly?
Funny, I met him at the bank. I had gone into the bank to update my address, and I walked in, and he was the branch manager, and he came to greet me, and I continued to go in there over and over again just so I could flirt with him until he asked me out.
Oh, and the rest is history.
There, pretty much.
Now you've been married 10 years?
11.
11 years. You've got 3 kids together,
mm-hmm.
and you're totally happy.
Something like that.
Mostly, right? Well, you're lucky. And I guess that kind of old-fashioned meeting your significant other does still happen. But I've noticed a lot lately that the online dating thing or the dating app success rate has gotten a lot higher than I ever anticipated it getting.
Yeah, and it's funny because we've come so far. Like when I was dating and people were doing like Match.com and whatever else, the online stuff, it was still kind of very hush-hush.
Yeah, it was embarrassing
almost.
Yeah,
and if you met online, people would make up stories like we met this way. We met at a coffee shop.
It's
instead
like a shameful thing.
Yeah, and now everybody's online.
Yeah. Kelly Raspberry met her husband on Bumble.
Yep.
And I met my significant other on Bumble too.
See?
And I really lucked out because when I got on there, I think Sarah was actually the first person that I actually matched with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The only person I ever met out for anything.
Wow.
And now almost 8 months later, here we are.
That's so cool.
I'm really lucky with that. But yesterday I met up with a friend of mine. His name is John Alex and I call him Jax because it's cute. The last time that we met, he was in a long-distance relationship with a OBGYN lady that lives in Las Vegas. Since then, they've broken up. He's going through the heartbreak, trying to figure out if he should maybe get back into the online dating scene.
Oh.
And his issue is that women who do online dating put up so many fronts that he has no idea what he's getting himself into. So yesterday he was going off on online dating. So I pulled my phone out and I started to record.
Okay.
And so this is some of the stuff that he said in regards to Bumble dating.
All their profile pictures has to be filtered through. All right. I'm not even sure if I met you in public, I would even know who you are if you didn't have a fern growing out of your forehead. Okay. They all have these ferns or these bushes, like these little crowns at Caesar. Yeah, or even their skin is milky and soft. Can we not be real? Can I not see you with maybe a freckle or two? Maybe you have a zip. Also, do you have to be standing in front of the mirror with your booty pointed out and kind of like doing like a halfway bent over? And do we go to the gym just to take selfies? All right, is that all we're doing? We're just taking selfies to put online on an internet profile? I don't even know if you work out. I don't know. But it's confusing to me and it's hurtful and I don't understand it. I just want a real person online.
I think there may be something to that.
What do you mean?
I have a lot of friends that do that same kind of, like every single picture they post has a filter on it. Now, I will tell you, if I post a picture of myself with a pretty filter, I will hashtag it pretty filter.
Good.
Because this is not what I look like. But I like the pretty filter. It smooths out my face. It makes me pretty and la, la, la.
But so, at least you have that subcaption or whatever.
Right. But I'm also not looking for a date.
Right.
But I have friends who do that, who constantly, every single picture that they post of themselves has the pretty filter, or it has the Snapchat filter with the crown and the blue eyes and all of the fancy. And I get it. It makes you look pretty, but it can also make you look like somebody you're not.
Absolutely. And in the long run, isn't that kind of wasting everybody's time?
It is.
Because you're selling yourself for something that you're not. And then once reality hits and things aren't as fern growing pretty as they seem to be. I mean, it's almost like you're lying to them.
Yeah,
initially, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're putting up a front. And I think the same what he was saying about every picture you show is a picture of you standing in front of a mirror. Are we just at the point where you don't have a friend nearby who can take a picture of you?
That is something that he said. And, you know, he went on for quite a while and I had to cut it down some, obviously. But one of the things that he said is that he wants to know that you have friends, people who can put up with you
right.
enough to come back for more.
Exactly.
You know, that's a big deal. You don't want to be with somebody who has nobody in their life other than the toilet plunger in the background of every bathroom picture that they take. And when did that become hot?
The picture
with the toilet and the plunger in the background.
Well, I mean, I guess if that's the only place in your house where you have a full-length mirror, I mean, I don't know.
That's dumb.
I know.
I do not understand it. You know, I have gotten to the point now where I would be a hypocrite if I was to speak out against online dating because,
right.
duh, that's what I did. But it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous to see. We were sitting there yesterday, and I kid you not, within 2 minutes of him finishing his rant about selfies and girls sticking their duck lips out to look better in pictures, which, by the way, doesn't work, does not work. It's obvious that you had something done and you look like a flipping idiot,
not
in my opinion. Not a good look. We look over and there's two girls sitting there ignoring the conversation around them, ignoring the game, ignoring the waitress standing there waiting to get their order.
So irritating.
Because they had to take 75 selfies in an effort to get the perfect one.
I don't have the patience for that.
I don't either. I'm not a selfie taker. I feel like if there's somebody who predominantly has selfies on their dating profile, Facebook picture, Instagram, whatever it might be, then that's a big red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge red flag.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I need to see you with other people. Do you have a life, or does your life just consist of you sitting at home and taking pictures of yourself?
Are you really that self-absorbed that nothing or nobody else deserves that space on your social profile?
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I mean, would you ever, I guess it's not really fair to ask you since you have never done the online dating thing.
Right. I think if I were doing the online dating thing, I would want people to see me with my friends and see what my life is. This is my family. These are my, I don't know how many pictures are you supposed to put on there?
Maybe 5 or so.
Yeah, maybe one or two of me, but then here are my buddies, or here's my dog, or here's what I like to do in my spare time.
Okay, here's a question for you.
Okay.
This makes me go back to when I had a Bumble profile, thinking back to what I put on there, and maybe this was a little bit fraudulent too. I put headshots of myself.
Okay.
A couple of them. That wasn't all that was up there. I think I put one of me with my nephew and me doing other stuff. But I think that my profile picture was a headshot, which was probably highly photoshopped, was taken by a professional in the most appropriate lighting we could come up with. So it was like the absolute photoshopped best version of me.
Okay. But I don't have a problem with that as long as the other 4 pictures are of you. And because I never did the online dating thing even back in the day. But don't you... You're supposed to list things that you enjoy doing and hobbies and places you like to go. So wouldn't you, if you can list 5 pictures, wouldn't you post pictures of you doing the things that you like to do and hanging out with the people that you liked? These are my friends. We like to watch football. We like to go, I don't know.
whatever we do.
We like to go hiking or things like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an outdoors person, take a picture of you at the top of a mountain, or take a picture of you on the trails or at the pool or
doing something.
Yeah.
Not in the bathroom.
No.
You know, it is a little bit ridiculous. And I feel so bad because he's such a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You feel bad when somebody who is truly good and somebody you know deserves so much better just keeps hitting strike after strike after strike.
Yeah.
And he just needs a win, just one win to really change things around.
And especially when you have friends, good friends like that, who want to be in a relationship instead of just hooking up. Because I know a lot of those online dating apps are just for, you know, people just want to hook up. They're not really looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're putting forth the effort and all you're getting back is superficial duck lip girl,
it's a beating.
That's got to be frustrating.
So I was thinking, how can I help him? And I think the only option is that I set up a Bumble or Tinder account for him. I make him out to be this awesomely great guy, and I find dates for him. And then when they show up for the date, it's really me. But it's a screening process. They have to make it through that date with me, which, you know, it's not really going to be a date. It's more of an interview.
Mm-hmm.
They have to make it through that interview with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set them up with Jax, if they're worthy.
What if that becomes the new app?
What?
The new dating app where you have to meet with the friends first.
We just stumbled upon something brilliant.
I think we did.
I think that would make things so much better in the long run for people if somebody had to clear, you know, your best friend or whatever before they ever even met you.
Yeah.
Kind of a second opinion. Okay, I think this girl's hot. I like the fact that she does this for a living. She has this many kids, does this for fun. Okay, I want you to meet her.
Yeah.
Feel her out.
She's funny. We like her.
See how filtered her profile really is.
Right.
And if it's seemingly what she threw herself out there to be, then she goes on to the next step and meets your friend.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
Do you know how to make an app?
I don't. We probably have to pay somebody to do that.
God, we're so, I don't understand how we're not millionaires.
I know. We totally should be. We have all the great ideas.
Between my children's book and now this app?
Well, the app has a lot of potential.
Are you saying the other things don't?
Just asking where the book is.
My sister has it. What do you want from me? I feel like there's some kind of underlying tension between us that we just need to work out. But I can't work it out if you don't tell me what it is that I've done.
Oh, Shannon, you're my favorite.
Are you just PMSing?
No.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.